CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Welcome to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening, of course, to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded and traditional Coast Salish territory and its waterways in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca. Also through the app for your smartphone, iOS or Android. And you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. All right, we're going to have a great show tonight. Oh, something is happening here inside. We have little motorcycles from hell. Diving from the sky, going precisely into the depths of oblivion. Anyway, we are here live, and we're going to have a great show. We have three guests, three bands, three different metals, six people. Unfortunately, all males, but anyway, that's the way it goes. That's the way the cookie crumbles. And today is August 10th of the year of the Lord, 2026. And we have here with us, we'll go around and introduce everybody. We have, in no particular order, well, I guess we can go by alphabetical to be a little fair. So we have Cruiser, or I don't know how you pronounce it because you have the little two dots on top
Cruiser.
Of the U. Cruiser.
Music to cruise.
Okay, so we'll do Die Deutsch Cruiser.
Yeah, my name is Ben Higgins.
Get super close, way closer to the almost kiss it.
Yeah. Ooh. My name is Ben Higgins. I play guitar for Cruiser, and I just like to thrash, man.
Yeah. And I'm Eric. I do vocals for Cruiser. And welcome to the Squeaky Chair Show. I don't know.
Exactly. Oh, wait until. Wait until we do the horror introduction with microphone number four. Mm. That's a beauty. All right, so let's go Killing Twins.
Hey,
I guess you have to get closer to the mic. So
get intimate.
We're gonna get very intimate here in the studio.
Yeah, we're gonna get very,
very sweaty and hot.
Recognize each other's smells right here. Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Salty.
A little pregame huddle. There we go.
Yeah.
How's it going? We're killing twins. I'm Jack.
I'm Cole.
What do you play, Jack? And what do you play, Cole?
I play the cowbell.
Cowbell. Oh, another.
I play the guitar and I do the vocals.
I like to slap my belly on stage a lot. I play the mayonnaise jar. No, I play secondary guitar.
All right.
I thought you were going to make a drums joke because you were slapping
the skin
or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a very
sounding drum.
Yeah. I'm also a sea lion.
There you go. So whoever's speaking, you have to really get close to the microphone. All right? Like me, like 2 centimeters away.
Make out with the microphone.
Yes. Right. I know it's going to be an exercise for your neck and your back, but...
Nice and passionate with it.
There you go. Now we're talking. And, of course, you know, our brothers from another mother, Necronado. Emmet, and I can remember this beautiful gentleman's name.
Hola.
Does this mic work?
Yeah, that's open. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, do it. This is all for me, I suppose.
The Latin component of our band is missing, so even though we are Necronado, there's... The two white guys here. My name's Emmett. I'm the singer. And
I'm Jamie, and I play bass.
Yeah.
There you go. So serious. Always bass players are so serious.
I could make a weird joke.
Good afternoon. Very glad to make your acquaintance. My name is Jamie, and I play the bass.
We got a whole gaggle of thrashers in the studio.
We all enjoy playing thrash metal very much.
Thrash! Whoa, dude! It's gonna be nuts this Saturday, August 15th, Summer Thrash! Unstoppable!
As you can hear, guys, this is gonna be amazing because it's been only 6 minutes into the show. I'm already regretting inviting all these people. And we have like an hour and 54 minutes to go, so good thing we bought some refreshments. Anyway, yes, so we're gonna chat about trash. You know, I love. Thank you. Well, by the way, Emmett, thank you for putting that little dark logo, whatever announcement, promotion. I completely forgot about it until like last night. So thank you for doing that.
I'm sure throughout the course of the conversations, we can all talk about our DIY experiences of putting on shows or not getting to shows and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's
anyway. So yeah, thank you for that. So. There's a show coming up on Friday.
Saturday.
Saturday
the 15th.
Yeah. Saturday, there you go.
At Bully Studio in New Westminster. I think we've all played that venue.
Yeah. We've rehearsed there. We played there. Yeah. It's a nice little
venue. Oh, look at that. Yeah. What else have you done there? Okay, not yet. Let's keep it for at least the next hour.
We used to sell records there too, actually.
Oh, there you go.
We used to have like a little record store in there. I don't think they do that anymore.
It's really transformed, I think, in the past few years. I mean, I think when I first saw Killing Twins play, we played the same show, and it was like the closing.
Yeah.
Bullies was going to shut down.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a final, like, total, like, last show, kind of like back to beginning kind of thing for Bullies or whatever.
Yeah, Journeyman Productions wanted a big celebration to kind of, because they were shutting their doors. But then through like a nonprofit society, they found a second life, and which has been exciting. I think anticlimactic to say the least, but at the same time,
happy ending.
But it's like that place has been so good for our very first show as a band was there, and this will be our last show with Zach, our guitar player, because he's moving. So we thought ending at Bullies would be a nice bookend too. But for them, they're very much about, again, that DIY spirit and putting on local shows and giving an outlet for local artists of all genres and all different mediums and stuff like that. So we're always happy to play there. And, they're very good to us. And, they also offer, like, jam spaces, too. That's where I think that's what you're saying.
That's what I mostly know them for, actually, is all the rehearsal spaces that they have up on the second floor and stuff like that.
Yeah. And they've renovated the downstairs.
I haven't seen that yet.
Or over the years, it's like grown and grown and grown as a space.
Couple years ago. All right, there you go. Well, I thought this show was going to be about you guys, but I guess we're going to talk about Bellies for the
we
next.
Had a lot of time to find.
No, good times. A lot of good times. Well,
that's enough about Bullies.
Got some recipes to share with you too, if you want to hear about
the whole purpose of the. Yeah, the purpose of the putting on this show though was I wanted to make an all thrash night.
Summer of Thrash.
Yeah, and these two bands have been on the roster for a while. They're trying to get something organized. I know I've reached out to you, the Cruiser, like a year and a half ago.
A couple times, yeah.
But Yeah, and surprisingly, it's a subgenre of thrash, or a subgenre of metal that seems... I don't know, you guys can speak to this too, but it seems to be like niche in Vancouver and Lower Mainland. Yeah.
A lot of melodic death metal bands, but not a lot of thrash bands.
Yeah, like there's a bunch of the melodic bands and whatnot, or deathcore, some kind of more modern.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Those are all good genres.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
them. More thrash.
But we like our stuff a little bit more balls on it.
Yeah.
Thrash, man.
We like a couple more beer cans crushed on the head.
Yeah, more beer cans, more beer cans,
puke
more
on
beer
leather
cans.
Pizza on the wall.
More beer cans.
Pepperoni streaking down the wall.
I will interject in saying that the show on August 15th is all ages.
Yes.
You will have a wristband if you are under the age of 19, but... Again, all ages are welcome to the show, and for those of age, you can still crack a brewski on your skull.
Just watch out for kids. Watch out for kids in the mosh pit, though.
Don't wanna. Yeah. You can crash your club soda.
Welcome to
can.
The real world.
Builds character.
But I always thought that thrash was going to be like the go-to. Like you could always depend on that genre of metal, just like pushing through. Every single epoch that's happened.
I mean, you can. It's still there. It has its like ebbs and flows, you know, in terms of popularity.
Yeah, but you're right that if you try to do percentages, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just for statistics, you know, like you said, nothing wrong with any genre, you know, any kind of music is beautiful, or any kind of metal for this particular show. But yeah, you can tell that there's if you group them, there's certain. Subtypes of subgenres of metal, like Emmett said, that are a little bit more prolific here in at least Lower Mainland than others.
I remember when this whole second wave of thrash really started taking off in like 2009, 2010. You remember that?
Sure,
like all these new bands coming out being like, whoa, thrash is back! And that was like their whole personality of just being like, we're a thrash band and we're back! And it's 2009. Whoa, it's cool!
And we're back doing it again.
So I think that was kind of
like a bad rash.
That was kind of like its second big peak. And it's kind of waned since then because that was like, what, 15 years ago? So quite a decent amount of time has passed since then. But it's still there. I think it won't ever really go away because it's a good gateway genre. You know?
Yeah, and it's also in terms of live. Like I just feel like that's
so much fun.
So much energy. Everything's so fast. Everything hits so hard. Like there's nothing like it.
You take a look at like some of the like Vakken mosh pits and stuff. Like take a look at Exodus for example. You see Rob Dukes up there on stage, looking like some sort of southern cowboy, redneck or whatever, and huge. Huge wall. I mean, this is why I love doing like Walls of Death at like as many shows as we possibly can. Is just seeing the entire crowd go open, and then they just run and kill each other, man. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
I will say that is one of the things. Reason why I wanted Killing Twins is because I remember the times I've seen you. You get a wall of death.
You guys,
no matter how small, you get it going. Like the second.
Yeah.
So even with two guys, you go left, you go right. When we hit the court, you go and you know what?
Just beat that
crash.
Yeah, we had a two-person wall of death.
Yeah, we have had a two-person wall of death.
They became one person.
Yeah, they became one.
That should be renamed to the the duel of death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only two.
Maybe just the wall spread of death. Just two.
All right. Okay. Well, I hate to stop you right there, but let's listen to some. Let the audience listen to some of your songs.
Yep. Ooh.
You know,
yes,
to give them
music.
A little. You know.
We released a new song today. A new single.
Yeah, of course.
Today. Congratulations.
So, hopefully, we can show that off at some point throughout the evening.
Yes. As soon as you pay your fee, of course you can show it on air whenever you want.
Fork it over.
Just kidding.
Yes. No, the Cayman Island account that you gave me.
That I never heard about, precisely that one, yes.
Ah, yes, never heard about it. Wink.
Exactly. Okay, well, let us go with a little music from these beautiful bands. And
what are you going to play first?
Oh, it's going to be a mystery. And we'll be right back here at the Metal Meltdown. listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish and traditional territory and its waterways in Burnaby, or from Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the smartphone app for Android and iOS. And yeah, also remember that we do this show for you, thinking about you and hoping that you enjoy, in case of the Metal Meltdown, your little metal music doses for your week. And we really appreciate you listening. And as mentioned 3 seconds ago, this show is for you and made for you. So thank you very much for listening. Everything.
Yes.
Everything. Okay, now I have to confess I got scared. All right, so we just listened to Killing Twins. Well, as you could have guessed, we're going to listen to a few songs from these beautiful bands. So we just listened to Killing Twins with A Scream for War, which is one of their singles. Before that, we listened to Cruza.
It was hot.
With Look to the Skies, which is also the title of their latest EP. Woo. And we started with Necronado, with Mass of Abomination, which, funny enough, is also the title of their latest album. So, all titles here in this first set of the show.
I'll take Famous Titties for 200 to
back. Oh, a beautiful SNL, you know, sketch. I actually like the sketch very much.
Yeah, yeah.
If you haven't watched it, it's one of the 30,000 they have on Jeopardy, but...
Can't find any of them on YouTube.
Yeah, if you were watching television 18 years ago, you
recognize
that.
I was, as a matter of fact,
Well, that was the beautiful voice of... Sean Connery. Anyway, all right. So, well, the guys here wanted to share some histories. I think were you or just some history about history, the band
yeah.
or
yeah, we'll yes. do your job for you.
Well, that's the reason I have guests. I don't want to do anything.
It's
like
all about me.
I'm going to edit it anyway and ask the question first before you answer something or say something really nice so that I can claim that I came with the idea of it. No, it's all live. We don't edit anything here. We're proper geezers. So as it is, as it goes. No editing here. So we're going to start alphabetically again, or?
I want to hear from the young ones.
Oh, the young ones, okay.
Yeah, tell us. Boys. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So tell us the story about Killing Twins. How did that happen?
Well... not to sound like an egoist or anything like that, but all kind of started with me.
Don't worry, we're going to hear two similar stories in 10 minutes.
I'm the best person on earth, come on. But no, I think I was in grade 10 or whatever. I saw Motley Crue for the first time, whatnot, on my phone, whatnot, started getting really into them. Then I just saw Mick Mars. I'm like, holy crap, I got to be.